Migraines, the misunderstood headache. Migraine headaches are among the most misdiagnosed type of headache. Doctors either underdiagnose, misdiagnose, or blame all headache symptoms on migraines. This is why it is important for me to tell a little about this condition and how vitamins and minerals can help. Migraines are more common than we care to think. According to the National Headache Foundation, more than 37 million Americans suffer from this condition. Most are female and between the ages of 15 and 55. They may also have a family history of migraine headaches, which are usually severe and may be debilitating, occur initially at left or right side of the head but can radiate to include the whole head. The pain is often described as pulsating. Migraine headaches are very often associated with nausea and vomiting, light and sound sensitivity. They can last up to 3 days. Some sufferers report a warning or appearing as an aura before onset. Others don't have auras, also known as migraine without auras. Both preventative and abortive treatments are available and can be tailored to suit individual needs. You can discuss it with your doctor. How we can take control. Knowing about the triggers and how we can change our diet and lifestyle can put us back in control of our quality of life. Keep a headache diary to pinpoint your triggers. Headache diaries are imperative when it comes to knowing our body's headache response. A few weeks of keeping track is all it takes. Here are some of the triggers to look for: A. Alcohol, red wine in particular, B. Aged cheeses, C. Preserved foods such as pickled vegetables, D. Dairy, E. Chocolate, F. Hot dogs, G. Bacon, H. Sausages, I. Smoked meats, J. Dehydration, K. Sleep cycle alteration, L. Stress, and M. Artificial sweeteners. Remember, knowing your triggers is half the battle. You can just stop the assaulting factor and decrease the frequency of your headaches. The role vitamins and minerals play. Vitamin B2 may help prevent migraine headaches. A small study of 49 people given 400 mg of vitamin B2 daily reported decreased frequency and severity of headaches. The same was observed in a double-blind study over the course of 3 months. 60% of participants getting active B2 reported reduced headache frequencies by 1-2. Only 15% of study participants getting placebo reported the same improvement. Study outcomes like these are also reported on the National Headache Foundation website. They do advise consulting your doctor and pharmacist before starting this treatment because 400 mg of B2 is 200 times the recommended daily allowance. Magnesium may also play a role in migraine headaches. An association between lower blood magnesium levels and migraine headaches has been observed, although not conclusively. According to a meta-analysis of studies between 1990 and 2016, 5 double-blind clinical trials found this mineral did reduce the number of migraine episodes compared to placebo. Before starting this treatment of 200 mg 3 times a day, be sure to get approval from your medical provider. As always, consuming foods is safer than consuming supplements. Some magnesium and B2-rich foods include legumes, nuts, whole grains, bananas, asparagus, broccoli. Looking to the future, while often debilitating, migraine headaches do not have to be the defining variable in our lives. If you think you have migraine, see your doctor, keep a headache diary, and educate yourself on the role of vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceuticals. Remember, you are not alone. Here are some resources: American Chronic Pain Association, Migraine Research Foundation, National Headache Foundation, Brain. Thank you for listening. For more articles such as this, visit thevitaminchannel.com on the web. See you there.